Former Vice President Al Gore called on people who had previously supported a third-party candidate to get behind Kerry. While Gore didn't speak out extensively about the 2000 election in the months after the Supreme Court appointed George Bush president, he referenced the disputed ballot count several times in his speech and said people should make sure nothing similar happens this November.
To those of you who felt disappointed or angry with the outcome in 2000, I want you to remember all of those feelings. But then I want you to do with them what I have done. Focus them fully and completely on putting John Kerry and John Edwards in the White House in 2004 so we can have a new direction in America. A new president, a new vice president, new policies, a new day, a brighter future. What this country and what our people deserve.
Former President Bill Clinton was the last high-profile speaker of the evening. He excoriated the Bush administration for its foreign policy decisions, praised John Kerry's military service, and pointed to the favored treatment of the top 1% under Bush's tax cuts.
At home, the President and the Republican Congress have made equally fateful choices, which they also deeply believe in. For the first time, when America was on a war footing in our whole history, they gave two huge tax cuts, nearly half of which went to the top 1% of us. Now, I'm in that group for the first time in my life. And you might remember that when I was in office, on occasion, the Republicans were kind of mean to me. But as soon as I got out and made money, I became part of the most important group in the world to them. It was amazing. I never thought I'd be so well cared for by the president and the Republicans in Congress. I almost sent them a thank you note for my tax cuts until I realized that the rest of you were paying the bill for it, and then I thought better of it. Now, look at the choices they made. Choices they believed in. They chose to protect my tax cut at all costs while withholding promised funding for the Leave No Child Behind Act, leaving 2.1 million children behind. While they chose to protect my tax cut while cutting 140,000 unemployed workers out of their job training programs, 100,000 working families out of their child care assistance, and worst of all, while cutting 300,000 poor children out of their after-school programs when we know it keeps them off the streets, out of trouble, in school, learning, going to college, and having a good life.
Former President Clinton speaking at the Fleet Center in Boston last night.